Okay, this is the spelling test for SORT 28 for derivational relations. Number one is antonym. An antonym is an opposite, like hot and cold. Number two is progenitor. A progenitor is an ancestor. Number three is patronymic. Patronymic means that you get your name of the father from your ancestor, like my last name is Gores, because my father's and my grandfather's name was Gores. Number four is genre. Genre refers to a type of movie or book, like mystery or fantasy. Number five is regenerate. When you regenerate something, it means you grow it again. Number six is eponym. An eponym is the person it's named after. So somebody that invents something or discovers something might have it named after them. That person is the eponym. Number seven is gene. A gene is something that transfers information from parents to kids. My kids will be tall because they got the tall genes from their dad. Number eight is homonym. A homonym is a word that either sounds or is spelled the same, but it has a different meaning, like two, two, and two, or pole and pole. Number nine is genesis, which means the beginning, genesis. Number 10 is anonymous. If something is anonymous, it means we don't know who did it. Number 11 is generic. The opposite of name brand is generic. Number 12 is pseudonym. A pseudonym is a fictitious name usually used by an author, like Dr. Seuss. That was not his real name. Number 13 is progeny. Progeny is a descendant. So my son is a progeny of my great-grandfather. Number four is genetic. A lot of the traits that you have are genetic, and they're passed down through genes from your parents. Number 15 is acronym. An acronym is a type of abbreviation where each letter stands for something, like NASA. All right, good luck.